Lesson Overview. In this advanced mastering lesson, I'll show you how to shape an Amen style call and response riff with Groove Pool tricks in Ableton Live 12 and glue it into a master ready riff boss. We'll go beyond simple chopping. You'll extract multiple grooves from an Amen break, make a tight call and a looser response, and finish the group with a focused stock device mastering chain so the riff sits like a mastered element in a drum and bass mix. What you will build, your finished result will be a 4/8 bar loop where the call is tight, punchy Amen chops. The response is a looser, swung or micro-timed synth or bass motif. Two tailored grooves live in the groove pool, Amen tight and Amen loose, applied per clip. A riff bus containing only Ableton stock devices controls transients, keeps the low-end mono, adds harmonic glue, and preserves stereo interest. Step-by-step walkthrough. A. Project setup and source material. Set your live set to a drum and bass tempo, around 170-176 BPM. Import your Amen break into an audio track. Create a MIDI track with a basic synth like Wavedable or Analog for your response motif. If you prefer playable slices, use Simpler or Sampler. B. Extract and prepare grooves. Zoom into your Amen audio clip. Right-click and choose Extract Groove. Open the groove pool. Duplicate the extracted groove and name the copies Amen Tight and Amen Loose. For Amen Tight, raise timing 80-100%, keep random low 0-7%, and leave velocity fairly consistent. For Amen Loose, reduce timing 40-65%, and raise random 15-40% or pull timing toward a swung feel. Use the groove pool's velocity control to taste to accent or soften hits. C. Create call and response clips and apply grooves. For the call, slice the Amen to a drum rack or edit tight audio slices. Apply Amen tight in the clip's groove chooser. Commit only when you need to render timing. For the response, program a 4-bar synth phrase and apply Amen loose. If the response drifts too far, nudge the groove's timing or random back toward tighter values. D. Groove pull tricks to increase contrast. Use a quantity subtraction trick on Amen loose. Set quantities to a small grid like 1/16, then reduce timing to around 50% so the response is pulled to a slightly different microgrid. Add a per-clip MIDI velocity envelope to accent answers. The groove will interact with that envelope for nuanced push and pull. Leave the call groove non-committed for live tweaks and commit the response if you need CPU savings. E. Routing and stage level balancing. Group call and response tracks into a riff bus. Gain stage so the bus peaks around -6 to -3 dBFS before processing to leave headroom for the mastering chain. F. Riff bus mastering chain. Stock devices. 1. EQ 8 pre. High pass at 3040 Hz to remove sub rumble. Make small surgical cuts around 2-4 Hz if any harshness exists, and a tiny low shell for warmth if needed. 2. Drum bus or compressor slash transient shaping. Use drum bus drive gently for snap or parallel compression with a fast compressor to tame peaks while retaining transients. 3. Multiband dynamics. Split roughly low 150-200 Hz, mid 200-2000 Hz, high 2 Hz. Apply 1-3 dB of gentle gain reduction per band to control bass swell and even out mids. 4. Saturator. Add subtle harmonic glue in soft clip mode with low drive or low dry slash wet to sit transients and synth timbre together. 5. Utility slash M slash S low control. Keep sub frequencies mono. If utility lacks frequency mono, use EQ8 in M slash S mode and high pass the sides below tilde 120 Hz. 6. Stereo interest. Add a very short simple delay or light chorus on the response track, only 1/12 ms. Low wet to push it slightly wide, without losing timing focus. 7. Glue compressor. Gentle ratio 1.5:2.5:1. Slow attack 10-30 ms. Medium release 150-300 ms. Aiming for 1-3 dB of gain reduction to glue call and response. 8. Limiter. Place a limiter at the end with a -0.3 dB ceiling and conservative gain so the riff bus is a coherent sub-master for later mixing. G. Final checks and automation. Toggle mono to check phase. A slash B with grooves committed and uncommitted to hear impact. Automate small width or saturator changes across the loop, so the response breathes. Small movements help the riff feel alive. Render your riff bus stem at 24-bit for later mastering. Common mistakes to avoid. Committing grooves too early. Always keep backups. Too much random or timing offset. You'll smear transients and lose punch. Oversaturating or over-compressing the riff bus. Glue should preserve interplay, not squash it. widening low frequencies that causes mono cancellation. Applying a groove to the wrong clip lane, groove is per clip, and misplaced grooves erase intended contrast. Using long delay times on the response, big delays move the response out of the rhythmic pocket. Pro tips and workflow hygiene. Slice to a MIDI track and apply the Amen Tight groove to MIDI for precise nudging and velocity control. Save refined grooves into your browser or a template for reuse. Test global groove and per clip groove separately. Turn off global settings while fine-tuning per clip grooves. Duplicate before committing. Consolidate clips to avoid warp artifacts. Use tiny note or sample offsets plus 1/8ms for micro timing variety that groove pool can't express. For clarity, keep the calls transient sharper and sidechain the response subtly to the call so it ducks 1-3 dB on hits. Try parallel glue. Duplicate the riff bus. Crush one duplicate with drum bus slash saturator and blend back for weight without losing snap. Mini practice exercise, 30 to 45 minutes. 1. Make a 4-bar loop at 174 BPM. 2. Import an Amen break. Extract and duplicate a groove into Amen tight and Amen loose. 3. Slice the break to drum rack for the call and program a 4-bar response on Waveedable. 4. Apply the tight groove to the call and the loose groove to the response. Adjust timing and random until you hear a clear push slash pull. 5. Group to a riff bus and add the processing chain. EQ8 drum bus multiband dynamic saturator utility glue compressor limiter. 6. Render a 24-bit stem and compare it to a commercial DNB loop, adjusting glue and saturator until your riff feels cohesive without losing punch. Recap. You've learned how to shape an Amen-style call-and-response riff with groove pull tricks in Ableton Live 12 and finish it with a mastering-style bus chain using stock devices. Key takeaways. Extract and duplicate grooves. Tweak timing slash random slash velocity for contrast. Keep sub-frequencies mono and controlled. Use subtle saturation and gentle blue compression for cohesion. And preserve non-destructive workflows with duplicates and commits only when necessary. Keep versioned backup so you can /B and iterate quickly. That's it. Now open a new Live set, grab an Amen break, and start experimenting with tight calls, loose responses, and a riff bus that feels like a ready-to-drop DNB hook.